Welcome to day three of the EFM Morning Brief 2024 podcast. I'm your host, Wendy Mitchell. I hope you're enjoying listening to this. It's been great to bump into people who have been listening. So thanks for everybody tuning in. We hope that while you're eating your cornflakes or Googling the headshot of the person you're supposed to meet at MGB, that you're finding this a really just a little burst of knowledge, maybe a little inspiration, a short lowdown of what's happening at the market. Today, I'm thrilled we're joined again by my friend and yours, Diana Lauterhos, International Features Editor at Deadline. Hello, Diana. Great to have you back.
It's so good to be here. It's one of my favorite things of the whole market is to do this with you. Such a pleasure.
Me too. We should do like an 8-hour version sometime.
Oh, I'd love to.
Yes. We'll keep it a little bit shorter today. People are busy. So we've had a few days under our belts here. And yeah, just what's the kind of mood? First of all, people are shocked at yesterday's weather. It is sunny. I didn't even have to wear my coat. And I think that puts people in a happy mood. What do you think the mood has been like on the ground?
I mean, I think it's probably pathetic fallacy, like, what, you know, rhyming with the weather in a way, if that makes sense. And I think everyone seems really positive, I think. There's a lot of buzz at the MGB. There's a lot of buzz at the Ritz. People just seem in generally good moods. You know, the market seems to be pretty strong so far. There's lots of vibrancy. There's lots of positive vibes. At least that's what I'm seeing. So yeah, I think it's pretty healthy looking, and everyone seems to be pretty impressed with what, you know, we're only a few days in, so everyone seems to be pretty impressed with what's been going on so far.
Are there already deals being made? You know, do you think we're going to see a lot of deals? Because everybody's saying it's really busy, and there's lots of new projects being announced, but that's not necessarily buying and selling quite yet.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think about the deal prospects? Are they happening?
Look, I feel like, as ever, I mean, this year for sure, it seems like there have been more projects than I can remember in recent years. And they, you know, we saw a big swathe of them announced in the run up to the festival, and they're all driven by big A-list talent, you know, Will Smith project, a Margot Robbie one, Channing Tatum, Dave Bautista, you know, these are big names. And look, it's early days still, you know, but if the run up's anything to go by, it's hard not to believe, or at least hope, that the indie sector might be coming back. You know, I've bumped into a few agents, and I've spoken to a bunch of salespeople and distributors, and they all seem to be kind of revitalized in a way. And they've remarked that it's been like the busiest EFM yet in terms of deals. Yet to see, of course, if that will transpire. However, given what happened with the strike last year, or the dual strike, shall we say, distributors do have pipelines that they have to fill. There were a lot of projects that were put on hold, and they've got a lot of gaps in their schedule. So one would hope that it would seem natural with these kind of stellar projects out there that there will be some deals, but nothing too much yet.
Diana, I'm remembering a great night in our past hanging out with Will Smith and his beautiful wife, Jada, in Cannes. I'm curious, you know, obviously Matt Damon was here on opening night. Does it feel like, you know, some of those A-listers are in town? I mean, if you're just announcing a package, you're not necessarily here talking to buyers, but, you know, Matt Damon, Cillian Murphy were here on opening night. Yeah, does it feel like stars are here?
It does. I think so. I mean, especially, how can you ignore with Matt Damon and Cillian Murphy, you know, with Oppenheimer, a reteam for them? It does. I think it feels like it's a little more glitzy than has been in the past. And then, of course, yesterday, there was a great presser with Sebastian Stan for his film, A Different Man, which played in Sundance, and it's screening here in Berlin. So, yeah, I think, look, there's talent here. They're supporting the films, which is great. It's great for the buyers. It's great for the sellers. It's, you know, to have the talent boosting it is got to be a good thing.
And are there any particularly buzzy films either in the festival or in the market? Maybe more of not just the projects announced, but the more completed films. Are there any of those that you're really tracking, you're personally excited about? Do you get the chance to watch any films?
Haven't yet, but I hope to. I really want to see Sons. from Swedish director Gustav Möller. I loved his last film, The Guilty. And that, of course, was remade in the US with Jake Gyllenhaal. I thought that was just such a fun film. And, you know, it will be interesting to see what's next from him. So that's on my personal radar. Again, I mentioned A Different Man that played well in Sundance. So it'd be interesting to see what international audiences think of that as well. So those would be the two I would say that we're kind of looking at.
Yeah, I mean, I think Suns is playing towards the end of the festival, but it is really buzzy. And I've seen little bits. It's Sidse Babat Knudsen is in it. It's a Danish production, as you said, from Swedish filmmaker Gustav Möller. Yeah, you know, The Guilty was so good. A lot of people have been waiting for his next film. And yeah, I know a lot of people are hotly anticipating that one, like you are.
What did you see? Like you said, you saw some clips from it. Anything you can spill?
Yeah, I thought it looked really, really strong. And yeah, I can't wait to see the whole thing as it world premieres here. But yeah, I think he's a major talent that worked in TV a little bit since The Guilty. So I know people are looking forward to this film. And the fact that it's here in the major competition in Berlin is a real stamp of approval for his career, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
So what would you say are some other talking points that you and your Deadline colleagues are writing about, both at the festival and the market this year?
Politics, politics, politics. I mean, Berlin's always been a politically charged festival. Obviously, it's quite fascinating, the run-up to what, there was Deadline, of course, my colleagues broke the story that there was kind of this rocky buildup and that the festival had invited some members of Germany's far-right political group, AfD. And obviously that sparked, rightly so, controversy and outrage, especially given that Berlin's such an inclusive festival. It didn't really seem to be in alignment with this political party that's very anti-Islam, anti-immigration. It doesn't, you know, I can see why people were annoyed at this and really upset because it doesn't really go, you know, hand in hand with the ethos. But fortunately, that seemed to have been ironed out and they revoked the invitations. But yeah, that seems to be beyond what we've already spoken about in terms of buoyancy of the market. On the festival side of things, that seems to be the major thing that we've been looking at since we've been here.
Hmm. Does it feel like that's impacting business, or is it kind of to the side of the business, the politics and the...
I think it's to the side. Yeah. I think it's to the side. I think at the end of the day, this is a market and people are here to do business and, you know, and they need to buy films and it's commerce, right? So I think that does get kind of put to the side, but it's definitely something that'll be talked about, you know, in these buyers meetings, I'm sure. Yeah.
I was very happy to run into you yesterday. We were both moderating at this great Winston Baker Finance Forum that was at the EFM officially for the first time. And it was so busy in that room. It was kind of standing room only. So I'm wondering what other talks and sessions you're looking forward to at EFM. You don't have to be leading them, just ones you might want to listen to.
Sure. No, well, today I actually am participating in this, but it's a full day event and I'm really looking forward to this. It's called Afro Berlin. It's run by Yanibs, and it's the first time this event has been in Berlin, and it's basically it's talks and networking for African filmmakers, African talent. You know, the continent of Africa is such a burgeoning market, and I think lots of people in film and television are looking to see where there might be opportunities down the road. And so I think this is just a great showcase of the topics and trends and what's going on. I'm really looking forward to meeting people there because I definitely want to widen my contacts and, you know, my knowledge of that sector. So I love learning about new markets, right? So, and this is one, truth be told, that I don't have a great amount of expertise in, but I'd love to know more. So I'm really looking forward to that today.
That's great. I've heard about Afro Berlin and I didn't know much about what it was. So thank you. You've enlightened me. And I would say, yeah, over the past few years, I've been seeing more and more African presence on the market side here in Berlin. And I'm glad to see we've got a whole day, you know, and lots of people to come and connect with and meet. So have fun with that today, Diana.
And thank you.
I hope some of our listeners are going to come down and check that out. Thank you, Diana, for joining us and wishing you a great rest of the market. And we'll keep reading Deadline to know what's going on.
Wonderful. Always a pleasure, Wendy. Thanks for having me.
Lots going on today at the EFM at 10 a.m. The EFM conference starts today with more AI. We have to talk about this stuff. This time it's a conversation unpacking the intersections of AI technology and equity and sovereignty seeking groups. Very important. At 11:30, hear about how AI can help us create worlds that have never been seen before. Experts talking about AI to create immersive stories, universes, world building. Really exciting again. And at 1:30, don't miss AI Journeys, how producers will make the most of it. I don't think we've really talked so much about how producers are using AI yet. And this will have some real life examples from the new Edith Piaf AI generated animated biopic Edith, as well as an honest look at AI workflow for producers. At 3:15, check out the session Setting the Stage for a Thriving Ecosystem for European Content. This is looking at different business strategies for European producers, broadcasters, and other market players working across TV, high-end TV, films, documentaries. So a lot to unpick there. At 5 p.m., I have a very special one to plug because it's one I've helped the EFM curate. It's called Anatomy of a Film, a Deep Dive Across the Value Chain. It's a 360-degree view of one film, taking it from each expert from finance and production, sales, distribution, exhibition. I've always wanted to do a session like this that looks at all parts of the value chain. What works for them? Where did they fall apart? What lessons did they learn? And this is all about the Norwegian family film Dancing Queen that was a big hit at Berlin Generation last year and has done really great business and is heading for a sequel. And also a reminder, the Berlinale co-production market opens its doors today. This is at the House of Representatives opposite the Gropius Bau. Starting from 9:30 this morning for meetings, case studies, and networking events. If you have a market badge, go check out the CoPro events, and you can find out more in the EFM event schedule. Thanks again for joining us. Wishing you a great day, and we'll be back again tomorrow morning.